We have here a very famous Das Kelim Bavli Tosfos. Quotes a Medrash. It's quoted by many, many people. It's a very well-known Das Kelim. It says in the Pasuk that when Yaakov came to Paro, so Paro asked him, how old you are? Kama yimei shnei chayecha? And Yaakov answered, 130. My life was short comparative to my parents and Rohim. So the Das Kelim brings a simple pshat is that Paro saw they looked very old, apparently much older than most people at those times, even though those times maybe it was a minig, people were living 130, maybe more at those times before it was discounted. And therefore Paro was like in shock. He said, how old you are? And he answered, the reason why I look so old is not because of my age. I'm relatively young. I'm only a spring chicken, 130. But the problem is that I had the sorrows that made me look old. Okay. Well, Medrash. Then he brings a Medrash. Now, we're not sure if the Medrash is agreeing with the first beginning of the Das Kelim. Pashtus it is. I don't know if it's Mukhluch that the Medrash is agreeing. But the pashas it is. We'll assume it is, even though I'm not going to base the shmuz on it. But okay. So the medrash, the third line of the Das Kelim. B'shoshem Yaakov mat b'rohim hoyu. So when Yaakov said this statement, that my life was mat b'rohim, my life was mat b'rohim, Omer Elo HaKosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Ani malticha me'esav. I did you so many favors. I saved you from Esav. Beloved, I saved you from loving. Hechazarti lecha dina. After Shechem took Dina, you were able to get her back. Gam Yosef, you got Yosef back. Va'atam Yisroim al chayecha, and you're complaining. Shem ma'at v'roim. Rough life. Hayecha shem nimnin atevis sheyeshecha. So the amount of words Min Bayomer, from that's the pasuk that Bayomer is Paro asked Yaakov, Kami Yimei Shnei Chayecha. From there, Ad Bimei Migurai, until the end of Yaakov's response. And also place. Kach Yachshu Mishnah Zecha. So that's the amount of time, the years that you would. You will lose. Okay. Shalotia kecha yitzek avicha. You won't as much as your father. Vayim lama gimel tevos. It's 33 psukim words. Uminya then nechzer mechayev. And this number got nechzer from mechayev. Shara yitzek chay kufpei. Yitzek lived 180 and Yaakov only lived 147. Okay, it's not exactly different shatim which exactly words cut off. Where the cutoff, which word start, which word end, different pshatim. Okay. The piece of Chaim Shmulevitz on that. Why from the beginning? But okay, well, let's leave that for the time being. So the first, slowly, going first shmuz thing, obviously every shmuz is who we're talking about. The pasuk is mashma, I mean, according to the Medrash, that Yaakov was complaining. But Kosh Baruch Hu said to Yaakov, "Ba'atem Yisroim al chayecha." You're complaining. So Yaakov, in different lashim, different midrashim, maybe stronger lashim, but it's all very similar. That Yaakov, there was some kind of complaint here. Yaakov was voicing a complaint. Maybe he wasn't voicing it to Kosh Baruch Hu. But he was stating his perspective in his life, that it's he had a rough life, he was all complaining. So the question is, first of all, is Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu is going to complain. And it's also Mashma in the Medrash, that if not for Hashem's answers, that I gave you back, I saved you from Esav, saved you from Lavan, I gave you back Dina, I gave you back Yosef, then really the complaints would have been justified. Now, there's a reason why the complaints weren't justified, because of what Hashem answers back. But otherwise, seems they would have been justified. So superficially, the first most obvious question is, we have a rule of kol ma da'aveh rachman and etav, basic bitachin. Bitachin means if Hashem does anything, it's for our best. Hashem loves us. Hashem has a cheshbon. We might not be always understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbon, but Hashem has a cheshbon. You know, I said I said years ago, but I said it's just that Rav Avrahami used to say over in the beginning of Vayechi that it says that Yaakov went ahead and explained to Yosef why he buried Rachel where he buried her. Why did Yaakov say this? Because Yosef had a taina, which means that Yosef was sinning for like 20, 30 years, maybe more, 40, I think it's more than that, 30, 40 years, angry at his father. Why did you bury Rachel? Why did you bring her into Maris HaMachpelah? Why did you bury her in Beis Lechem? Because as much as Yosef loved his father, he just felt it was blatantly and a mistake. Such a terrible tragedy. You could have buried in the Kever Rachel, in the Maris HaMachpelah, and instead you bury her in the middle of the Derech. And Yaakov gives the answer, and when Rashi explains it, it was Alpi Nevuah, because when the Bayis Rishon, at the Korban Bayis Rishon, they're going to go by in Goddess and they'll go by his Kever. So like Avrami just pointed out that episode of Korban Bayis Rishon didn't take place for a few hundred years yet. Right? The Bayis Sheni was, Bayis Rishon was 210 years, and there was a few hundred years before the Bayis was built, and there were a few hundred years in Mitzrayim. So it's almost like 1,000 years later. So Hashem went ahead and buried Rachel, had Rachel buried in Beit Lechem instead of Maris HaMachpelah for a cheshbon that only occurred in 1,000 years from now. And if not for the fact that Yaakov told Yosef, there would be no way of knowing. So that's it. So sometimes things that to us look bad, well, wait around 1,000 years and you'll find out there's a cheshbon. And that cheshbon was really good for Rachel, because this way Rachel got to save her children, which she would have preferred. She would have asked Rachel, would you rather be buried in Maris HaMachpelah or buried in Beit Lechem, and then in 1,000 years you can save your children to daven for them? Of course she would have said yes, plus she gets a tremendous chus and shemayim. But so there are, everyone, basic bitachon means that there are things that we don't understand. Hashem runs the world. You don't know why this is good? Come back in 1,000 years from now and you'll figure out, you'll see why it's good. There's a cheshbon. Obviously, why Yaakov had to be fight with Esau, there's obviously a cheshbon, right? And why he had to have the tzaras with Laban, there was a cheshbon. It wasn't stam, you know, it happened. These are the others. Not a biderech ha-teva. Nothing here is teva. It's a clear for the whole future of Klai Yisrael, there are some reasons why this had to be. So the first, most obvious kasha is Yaakov, who is the ultimate Baal Bitochen. Yaakov Avinu is the Shalem of the others. You know, the he's going ahead and he's questioning. He's upset, questioning. Where's your Bitochen? You know, your Bitochen says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a cheshbon. Just to make the kasha even stronger, there's a Mishnah, everyone knows in Brachas, that Kishem, the Mishnah in Nun Dawid, that says that you're supposed to say, Kol Ma Dovid Rachman in the Tav, so you're not supposed to be upset about your tzaris. But it says you're supposed to make a bracha on your tzaris with the same degree of simcha that you make a bracha on something happens to you. Chayev Adin Avarech Ha'ara, Kishem Shemavarech HaTayva, which the Rambam says it means, Kishem means with the same amount of Simcha. And it was brought down the Shulchan Aruch. Kederech Shemavarech B'Simcha HaTayva. When you get a Ra, you're supposed to have, not just that, Abitokin says, listen, Hashem has a cheshbon, it's okay. No. It's the biggest Yantif, it's Simcha. The Mechaber says, Pshat, why? Simcha means, Gamzu the Toiva could just mean that it's not as bad as I think it is. It's really not bad. Why is there a simcha? So he says, the Pshat, the Mechaber itself, he quotes the Torah, because Gufa, that a person has Saris and he's Mechabo b'simcha, is a tremendous, tremendous mitzvah. So when a tzaddik has Saris, besides a bitachin that's really not a tzar, which is okay, but there's also, it's an opportunity to do one of the greatest mitzvahs possible. So when a tzaddik gets a mitzvah, he's full of joy. Here Hashem gave me an opportunity to be mekabel yisurim biava, which is one of the greatest mitzvahs. But the Mishnah, that's what the Mechaber says. Ki aron la'ov Hashem he simchasam v'tovasam. It's their joy. Ki mekabel meava. So it's the greatest simcha because this is the greatest opportunity. It's such a great opportunity. Hashem gave me what an amazing mitzvah. It's one of the greatest mitzvahs in my life. Wow. Tzaddik who lives for mitzvahs. This is a great mitzvah. So a person, a tzaddik, first besides the fact that you gamzu the toiva, kol ma'adav rachman etav, you know, sort of Rabbi Akiva, whatever, halacham ish gamzu. So you know it's, it must be a cheshbon, but besides which, this is a great mitzvah. You're supposed to be mother simcha. So what's Yaakov complaining? Mitzrayim. So apparently, you have to say, not exactly sure, but apparently you have to say something similar to what we said a few weeks ago, that there are many decompartmentalized in the person. There's his intellect, there's his emotions. And apparently, of course, intellectually, Yaakov knew that this is Kol Ma'adav Rachman Etav, and he knows that Kosh Baruch Hu has a cheshbon, and he knows for his best for me, and he even feels simcha if he was mekayim the mitzvah of kishem shemivorechem ha'arah ka'atoyv kamaratoyv. He's happy about it, but bevas achas, a person, he also feels a certain at least emotional tsar. We said that a person can feel simultaneously at the same second happiness and tsar over the exact same thing, because a person can have different compartments and he can have different emotions in the same second, which is maybe also a chiddush. So Avada Yaakov felt intellectually that of course it's okay, and emotionally he feels tremendous simcha that he's getting the world's greatest mitzvah. But at the same second, on some emotional level, there's some tsar, and they can somehow coexist, and there's not even a taina. Lu yitzur, you didn't have these unusual things, and Hashem, let's say Dina would have been taken away and not given back. Yosef would have been taken away and not given back. Then it would have been okay for Yosef, for Yaakov to feel that way, to have this stira, this contradiction that I believe it's Kosh Baruch Hu as a cheshbon. And I believe that it's a gamzu de toiva, and I'm happy I got the opportunity to touch an amazing mitzvah. But for it, the bevas achas, I feel a certain amount of tzar. Okay. That, I think, is a chiddush, but that's not the chiddush I wanted to say. I wanted to use that as an introduction to what I thought is the most the chiddush, which I think is pretty blatant. There's a blatant kasha on the Das Kainim. You come to Yaakov. Where did Kadosh Baruch Hu come? I'm sure many people thought of this question. You come to Yaakov, and you say, Yaakov, I have a tain on you. You're complaining. Now, what's Yaakov complaining about? Why is Yaakov saying, Ma'at Diron? Because, you know, he had a rough life. Hashem says, what are you complaining about? Look at all the good I did to you. What was all the good? Can you just, I'll enumerate you. I saved you from Esav. I saved you from Lavan. I gave you back Dina. And I gave you back Yosef. If I was Yaakov, I would have said, Takosh Baruch Hu, Yashikayach. You know, that's what you tell me. That's good for what I'm complaining about. What am I complaining about? I had all these years of Esav trying to kill me. Okay, at the end of the day, you saved me and didn't kill me. Yeah, okay, thanks a lot. But my next door neighbor, he didn't have Esav trying to kill him. Why couldn't I just live a normal life without having my brother trying to kill me? Most people's brothers don't want to kill him. You have to run away for some 20 years and live in the fear for who knows how long that your brother will kill you. Oh, and then at the end you get saved. You know, I saved you from loving. Yeah, I had to be, what, how many, 22 years by loving? So, you know, working like a slave, I didn't even get to sleep, whatever. Oh, but at the end of the day, you saved me. Okay. I gave you back Dina. Thanks a lot. You know, my daughter was taken. She was raped. Okay, you went ahead. Normally, when a girl's raped, she's stuck. She's captured. You ended up getting her back. Oh, that was really great. And you Yosef, after so many years, you got him back. Those are the exact things that I'm complaining about. You're telling me I shouldn't complain. And especially if we're explaining it, what we said before, they were not even talking intellectually avada. Why was there an Esav and why was there a Lavan? There's a cheshbon. It's for ma'isa of a siman abanim. Who knows what the cheshbon is? But there's like an emotional feeling, and so it's a plea atzumish. That to come to Yaakov and say, listen, Yaakov, what are you complaining? Don't you know Gamzu the Taiva? Don't you have Bitochen? Don't you have, you know, oh no, that's not going to kick off emotionally all his being upset. There's some level, maybe it's a dakis, whatever it is, but you tell him Gamzu the Taiva and Bitochen and Amuna, and it's a mitzvah, and you're so lucky you got this greatest mitzvah, Kabbalah Yisrael B'Ava. There's still going to be some residue of tsar, but fart, it hurt. But then you tell him, oh, but look at all this I did to you, and that's going to take away the tsar. Adarabba, that's just rubbing in the tsar. You know, you're rubbing, if anything, this for sure shouldn't take away the tsar. So there seems to be a tremendous chiddush in Koiches HaNefesh that we said, I think we said it before, we quoted once I quoted it many times. There's a sefer called Sefer HaMishoim. It's actually written by a Rishon who was a Shtikl Mekubo. One of the early Rishonim was a Mekubo. Called Sefer HaMishoim. So he says in there, he brings that there's some medrash, I don't know where, but he says it's a medrash that Simcha is compared to oil. And he says that pshat is that just like when you put oil in water, they do not mix, but rather the oil floats on top. And therefore, he says, likewise, simcha and sorrows don't mix. And a person, just like with oil and water, depends how you look at it, from what angle. And since they don't mix, you don't see water and oil. Either if you look from the bottom, you only see water. If you look from the top, you see only the oil. I guess if you look from the side, you can see both. You have a glass container, theoretically. But generally speaking, you either see one or the other. So he says that they don't mix, and it's a person, the question is on your focus. So in other words, what he said, the application here is that Yaakov had tremendous sorrows, but it's a question of focus. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying. You had the ability, we're talking emotionally. Intellectually, you know Gamzu the Taiva and everything else, and you know it's a mitzvah, and you're mamish and Gan Eden. But for it, there's some emotional upsetness on some level. We don't know, maybe a daki dakis, I don't know. But if you would focus on the brachas, then that ability of focus on the Yeshua would take away even that dakis of the emotion of tsar. If you would sit on the end and, oh, wow, when Hashem did me such a nace, he saved me from Esav. So that would take away, because emotionally, when you're the happiness and he saved me from Esav would stop me from feeling the tsar that I had to spend 20 years running away from Esav. The simcha that he saved me from Lavan would take away from me the tsar that I had to be with Lavan for 20 years. The simcha that at the end of the day, Dina was given back me. I'll be derech hatev, I shouldn't have gotten Dina back. So you're focusing on that. You don't focus anymore on the tragedy that to have your daughter Nansa, which is such a terrible tragedy, because you're focusing on something else. So even emotionally, it's a tremendous etzah that a person is expected, and this was a tfiyah on Yaakov for not doing this, that the very tzaris that you have, if you focus on the Yeshua that comes at the end of the tzara, then it totally eradicates the tzara, that you can't even emotionally be upset anymore, because you can't, on this emotional level, if you feel simple about it, it takes away the tzar. They cancel out. Somehow these, you know, even though we said before you could feel simultaneously simcha and tsara, those are maybe different, you know, they're on different levels. I'm simcha from the intellectual, that I'm mekayim the mitzvah, and tsar because of the emotion that it hurts. But this is like on the same level, on the same place. So when you see when you feel the simcha of the geula, the tsar doesn't bother you. So that there was a taina on Yaakov, he was supposed to do this. This was, and this is, of course, a tremendous, I think it's a tremendous etzah and to hear for everybody that there's person lo aleinu has tzaris. Many people have tzaris, but the answer that what the Chazal here is saying that if at the end of tzaris things come out okay, you survived the tzara. Person had a tremendous sickness and then it got better. So even if you're not perfect, you know, Dina, you got Dina back, but she was Fartnensa. According to many people, Dina never remarried after that. And it was a whole, or was a Shida. Some people say, yes, she did. But it was not obviously it was not the same. And, you got her back. But the focus on the bracha, that should all be Derech HaTeva, that can take away all the being upset about the Tzara. It's a very, very Yisaitistika Hashkafa. Just one last point is that in general, you see, it doesn't say here that Yaakov was complaining to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was just mentioning, he was showing Paro, especially the way the simple Pshat in the Medrash, Paro asked him, why you look so old? And he was saying, it's because I had these tzaras. He definitely was not sitting and telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I got complaints to you. And it seems still that this was a Aveira, which means that we have to dehear. Sometimes we don't realize this, that even feelings, even if you have a feeling of there's a chiyuv hakaras hatov, and a person having a feeling that, that's also, there's a chiyuv, we have to work on our hagoshes. It's not just, sometimes we only think about our mitzvahs and averus and what we do, our maisim. There's a chiyuv to have the right attitudes in life. And there was, anyone who had, even having improper attitudes is also, obviously I'm not saying it's compared to a nice avera of doing, eating chazer, but it's also a taina. There's a taina here on Yaakov for the maisa that he did, and then for the hargosha. Even the hargosha is also hargosha, because there's a chiyuv. There's a chiyuv to do this. It's not just an eitz ha-toiva. You want to be happy in life. Go ahead and focus on the good and don't focus on the bad. It was a chiyuv. Yaakov was mechuyuv to do this. He didn't do it. He lost how many years of his life? I forgot what he said here. 33 years of life. That's a lot of years. There was a taina. So that what it means is, but the main point is that a person has the ability to have really the most tzaras and yet to be, to be through this focusing not to have it. I forgot, I had down here another marimakom, forgot all about it. So just to say quickly, the Chazal, there's a medrash that caught my eye in the beginning of Vayechi, which is really, which in light of this shmooze, which I wasn't really going to do because it was in Vayigash, but then I saw the one in Vayechi, so I figured do it together, is that it says, that Yaakov says, Amar Rav Yechon, Olai Misadha Sharocho, Shamra Kosh Yaakov, Vino Kosh Lai Misadha Sharocho, we call it Saras Abosai, which is Mamish, I thought was like an amazing to hear. Yaakov, had all these tremendous Saras. These are tremendous, the way he could have gone ahead and removed them, but the Maisa, they seem to be pretty tremendous Saras. Years of Lovin and years of Esav and Dina and Yosef. And he says, the fact that Rachel died is a bigger sorrow. So what Rachel died? You still have, you had four wives. You had three other wives. You got, you got children. You got Talmidim. So it's just I assume Pashup Shat is, it's not that Rachel cooked better food, and it's not that Rachel, was anything, but there was a certain relationship that Yaakov had, a loving husband-wife relationship that he had with Rachel, and that hurt him so much when he lost her. And it's just, I think it's just the hair in the Hatzaris Hashkafa of a proper marriage. Sometimes we think that a tzaddik is supposed to be kudo, out of this world, and always supposed to be thinking about his mitzvahs all day, and his relationship with his wife or family is just, it's all about mitzvahs, and there's nothing, nothing personal. And, but it seems here that Yaakov had this, apparently a very deep emotional connection with Rachel. I don't say not everybody is zeicha for that. There's many, many people, marriages are not so, but this was, but at least the goal, there's an appreciation of this Chazal that what a person is, that we shouldn't think that the goal of life is like the Torah expects us to be like totally like a machine. And, you know, all we do is we're focusing. And Yaakov, each time Yosef Olam, he's the world's greatest masmid, he's raking in the mitzvahs. But he had a, you know, this is not a physical pain. This is just an emotional pain. That's what I'm saying. It's not that he felt he was missing out on Rachel's food or Rachel's this. But emotionally, I lost my companionship of Rachel. So there is a, you know, you see, at least that conceptually, again, I assume most people in the world do not have that darga of marriage, because it's you have to be a tzaddik to get there. But conceptually, the Torah wants and expects, and it's a proper for the world's greatest tzaddik to have such a close emotional marriage that he can feel that this marriage is so valuable, so precious to me, that I would, in a certain sense, I'd rather go through all Yisuri Gehenim, or, you know, Esav and Lavan, and losing my son, and having my daughter Nensa, which all these terrible tzaris, oh, if I could only have Rachel, which is that there's this emotional kesher of marriage, which the Torah does give us, obviously if Yaakov had it, means Hashkafically is correct, and is what we're supposed to strive for.